Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mayel Kids Radio. I'm your host, Renato, the editor-in-chief of Mayel Kids Magazine and the webmaster of Mayel Kids Social Network. I want to welcome everyone to the show. Today we're going to interview a talented young lady. Her name is Princess Nyla from Little Angels Nation. It's a model agency out of Atlanta, I think. We're going to talk to her and learn about her feature in Mayel Kids Magazine issue number 2, which you can go get that right now. Mayel Kids Magazine issue number 2 with actress. She's a professional actress, Milan Wim. She's on the cover. Go get your print at mayelkids.com/go/Milan. Also, we have a few coupons where you can get that free. So make sure you go ahead and get your copy right now. Don't wait. Go to mayelkids.com/go/Milan. We'd like to congratulate Chrissy Colton of Me Cloven for becoming our first Diamond member. If you're not a member, make sure you join. It's free. Join mayelkids.com/go. Go ahead and join. Only thing you have to do is go to mayelkids.com/go/register. Create a free account for your business or for your child. Also, we now have VIP accounts. So now we're giving out VIP accounts to celebrities and businesses and media companies. So make sure you join now. Also, you can submit your child to the magazine, and we do not charge for submissions. No magazine should charge you for submissions. If you want to buy advertising in a magazine, that is fine, but a magazine should never charge you for submissions. So just go ahead to mayelkids.com/go/submissions. Also, I want to give this little few tips for parents. So if you want your child to be signed by a model agency, you can definitely check out our new article in issue 2, how to get your child into modeling. But here's a tip that I forgot to include. So if you want to get your child into modeling, go ahead and get you a nice camera or learn how to take good pictures with your phone. So if you want to become a better photographer, check out digitalphotographyschool.com. It's a great resource to learn how to become a better photographer. And what you need to do is have your child stand against a solid background, usually a white wall, have good light. And what you need to do is take clear pictures of them. So you want to take a front picture, a side picture, close up of their head. You don't want it to be professional. And what you need to do is send that to the model agency. With that, you have a better chance of your child being picked up by a model agency, because they want to see clear pictures. No retouch, no makeup. Keep it clean. Also, use magazines like Mayel Kids Magazine, because model agencies love kids that are already working. And if they see the kid in a magazine like Mayel Kids, that helps them. They have a better chance of booking your child for projects, because it's proven that the child is working, not just another child with an Instagram. So we're about to bring in Princess Nyla. Hello, how you doing? From Atlanta.
Hi.
Okay, and I know your mom's is around also, so I want her to say hi to everyone also.
Hello, everyone. This is Nyla's mom.
Okay. So, so Nyla, how long have you been modeling?
Since I was 5 months.
When I was 5 months.
Okay. Could you get her to hold the phone more closer to her face so everyone can hear her? Nyla, could you say that one more time so that everyone can hear you?
I just went through my model pot when I was 5 years.
No, I've been doing modeling since I was 5 months old.
I went in the model that I was 5 years old.
Okay. So, what projects have you done?
What's that called?
Say I've been in beauty pageants. I have done. I walked in Atlanta Kids Fashion Week. I have walked in the Brown Girls Tour. She's scheduled to walk in a runway show on August the 5th with this girl that's going to be coming out called Ray of Sunshine. She is a rapper. She's going to be featured on Growing Up Hip Hop. So she's scheduled to walk in that runway show on August the 5th. So make sure everyone tune into that as well, because it will be featured on Growing Up Hip Hop. And that's all the projects she's had for right now.
That's pretty good, though. She's, what, 4 years old?
Yes, she's 4 years old.
Now, that's a good, still good resume for 4 years old. So, yeah, she needs to congratulate herself. So, like, what is her talent?
She does, majority of her talent is really walking the runways, but she does dance. She is part of a cheerleading team as well. But her main goal is to be featured on.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes, she does dance, but she mainly does runway shows, and she always dreams of being on Disney. So we're hoping to turn that dream into a reality.
Okay. So Princess Nyla, what's your favorite cartoon?
Rapunzel.
Okay. And what's your favorite show on Disney? Okay, can you say that one more time, a little bit louder, so everyone can hear you?
Minnie Mouse.
Okay, what do you like about Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Mouse is so pretty because she got a cute bow.
Okay, so you like bows?
Yes.
Do you like modeling with a bow?
Yes.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Okay. No, this is early, but what do you want to be when you grow up besides a model? A lot of models have like different, they have like a career, but they model also. What would you like to be?
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow older?
I grow older just like my daddy.
You want to be like your daddy?
Okay. All right, so, yeah. So what is Little Angels? We have featured a few models from Little Angels Nation.
Little Angels Nation is a modeling agency. I believe they're based out of New Jersey, that holds casting calls I'm not sure if they do it once or twice a year, when they're seeking new models, new talents to join their agency. I'm not going to say they're easy to get into, but you do have to have certain criteria. You do have to have, I'm going to say, that look that a lot of modeling agencies look for. But they're very good. She has a great agent named Brittany who has been working with her and has been really good. She actually had just signed with her.
All right, and what's I see Mini Boss. What's Mini Boss Entertainment? Is that like a modeling agency also?
Yes, it is. They actually specialize in like helping little girls to follow their dream of becoming professional models. They hold model etiquette classes twice a month, where they teach the girls how to walk, how to do different poses when they're walking that runway. One thing you don't want to do is constantly have girls do the same poses. You always want to walk that runway and make sure that you are slaying that runway. That way you stand out from other people. So Mini Boss Entertainment helps girls slay the runway.
Okay. Yeah, see, I saw Mini Boss, but, yeah, that's good for parents to know that might want to get their kids into that. So, Nyla, how did you feel about being in Mayelle Kids magazine?
Magazine where all the people that know how to do read a magazine and to see me now.
Okay. So, do you want to do even more magazines?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a favorite magazine? What's your favorite magazine? Do you like stuff like National Geographic, Kids, or something like that?
I like Kids.
Barbie? Okay.
I like Barbie.
What's your favorite toy?
Rapunzel.
Can you say that again? Talk a little louder so everyone can hear you. Okay. All right, I got you. All right, so let everyone know you can call in and you can talk. You can ask questions. This number is 929-477-2782. Again, the number is 929-477-2782. We're about to take a music break. We're going to play a song from Macabre Beats. It's called Everyday Stunt. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We are back. That was Makai Beat with Everyday Stunting. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. Today we are interviewing Atlanta model Princess Nyla. She's a child model, and we have her and her mom on the phone. If you would like to call in, the number is 929-477-2782. Again, if you would like to call in, the number is 929-477-2782. You can call in, you can ask questions, you can tell Nyla that you love her work. If you follow her on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, just call in and you can, you know, talk, ask questions. If you're a parent and you would like to get your child into modeling, if you have questions for her mom, again, the number is 929-477-2782. Yes, I want to definitely thank you for listening to the show. This is the official show of Mayel Kids Magazine. All right, so what projects do you have coming up?
She has a runway show scheduled on August the 5th with a singer called Ray of Sunshine. She is a singer, and the runway show is going to be featured on Growing Up Hip Hop. She's actually going to be modeling Ray of Sunshine clothing. She does the clothing. She's actually trying to come out with her own clothing line as well. So she's going to be modeling some of her clothes, which the show is going to be featured on Growing Up Hip Hop. So make sure everyone tune in to Growing Up Hip Hop to watch Nyla walk that runway.
Okay, awesome. Let's see. So, when did she do her first professional photo shoot? And matter of fact, Nyla, how did you feel about doing professional photos?
Do you like taking pictures?
Yes, I like taking pictures.
What do you like the most about taking pictures?
Taking pictures with my family, taking pictures with me.
Okay. And what is your favorite outfit to wear?
Just pink.
Okay. Do you like wearing a pink dress or pink pants or something? What is your favorite?
A pink dress.
Okay. All right, definitely. And do you have any friends you like? Do you model with any of your friends?
Yes.
You want to say hi to your friends?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you ready for school?
Yes.
Okay. What grade are you going to?
I'm going to pre-K school.
How excited are you about going to pre-K?
I'm going to pre-K with all my friends, Avery and Joshua and me.
Okay. So, what make you feel like a princess?
A lot of princesses make me happy to my birthday today.
Okay. All right. So, again, I'm going to let you know you can call in. The number is 929-477-2782. Do you have, like, a favorite pet?
What's your favorite pet?
A pig.
Oh, okay. You like a pig? Wow. What's the pig name?
What's the kitty name, Mama?
You tell me what's the kitty name.
My kitty name is...
Oh, you said kitten. Oh, my fault.
Yeah, she loves kitties and she loves fish.
Okay.
Tell
so do you like
Tell me what's your fish name?
My fish name is Goldie.
Goldie, right.
Okay.
My
name is Goldie. What type of food do you like?
Churros. Chicken nuggets and some fries.
When you first walked the runway, was you nervous?
Yes.
Learn anything while walking the runway?
Yes.
What did you learn?
I learned about the Falcon modeling at the runway and taking pictures.
Okay. And we're about to end the show. What makes you happy?
The end of the show made me happy when I go to the fashion model. It would make me happy.
Okay. Hey, if you'd like to call in, the number is 929-477-2782. Again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 929-477-2782. You can call in and you can talk to Nyla and her mom. Would you like to say something to the good people that's listening about Nyla?
I do. If you want to have your child into commercials or modeling, never give up. It does take time and does take a lot of patience, and nothing is going to come to you overnight. Just have patience, never give up, keep going, and your dream will come true.
Definitely, that's good advice for people. Yeah, it takes time, and right when you're about to give up is when stuff, you know, normally start to take off. Sometimes people give up before, right when they're about to become successful. And, like, there's a bunch of people with talented kids. The kids, modeling industry is very small. So it's a lot of people with talented kids that are trying to get signed or trying to catch, you know, people's attention. So you got to keep moving and keep promoting and try to create new, unique content. One thing that I recommend you do is create a YouTube and basically do videos of your kid just having fun. Your kid just, you know, being normal, and use Instagram and Twitter and other social networks to promote your YouTube. Also, I recommend that everyone create a website for your child. You can go to squarespace.com. It's like $12 a month, but it's worth it because it comes with so much good stuff, and the quality of the site is great. I don't recommend Wix. Wix is free, but I recommend you go ahead and pay for Squarespace, $10 or $12 a month. And if you would like to open up a store for your child and sell stuff, you can definitely go in and set up a store. You can add 100 items with Squarespace. It has everything built in. You can basically sell your stuff. Create a child's boutique. And that's the type of stuff that we're going to cover in Mayo Kids Magazine. So you definitely want to make sure you keep up and keep up with us. We're going to give you the stuff that the other magazines don't, from parenting tips to how to market your kids. Plus, we're going to give you tips on how to make money so that you can put it to your child's college fund, and we're going to talk about how to attract casting directors. We're going to feature all of this. So definitely make sure you keep listening to the show. We're going to try to get in some amazing people that are professional to do interviews. Do you have anything else you would like to say?
Just follow your dream. If your child says to you, Mommy, I want to be a doctor when I grow up, always, always, always encourage your child to do whatever that they choose to do. Never discourage your child from what you want them to do. Always let them do things that they want to do. Modeling has always been something that Nyla wanted to do, and I am just pushing her to go for her dream. So always, 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 always encourage your child to go for what they dream of.
Definitely good advice. So, what's Nyla's other like favorite thing to wear besides the pink dress?
She loves a lot of princess dresses. She loves hair bows. She definitely loves Converses as long as they're glittery or have some type of sparkle in them. Anything that will make her feel and look like a princess, she will put it on.
Okay, and what do Nyla hope to accomplish in the modeling industry besides appearing in commercials and Disney?
So, for me, talking to Nyla about modeling and walking the runway, I think her main thing is just feeling like a princess, just knowing that people love to see her walk that runway, knowing that when she comes out on that runway, people stand up and applaud her and take pictures of her. That's mainly what she loves to do and what she strives to do in the modeling industry. I don't think it's she wants to succeed, but I think it's more so of just knowing that people come to shows to see her and to see how she walked that runway is what she loved about modeling.
And who is her favorite artist, music artist?
She loves Jacquez. I'm guessing I'm saying his name right. She loves his new song, Turn it up. She loves Jacquez.
What's her favorite song by him?
I think it's that song Met Her in a Club.
Okay. Does she have any other favorite artists?
She loves Beyonce. She loves Love on Top by Beyonce. She loves Rihanna, but not so much. She's more so of Beyonce and Jacquez.
What other movies do she like? Because I know she want to be on Disney, so she has to be watching a lot of movies on Disney. It's like, what's some other
she
stuff
does.
She likes?
She loves to watch Nickelodeon. She loves to watch Jesse on Nickelodeon. That's really the only show that she watches on Nickelodeon, yes. But on Disney, she loves to watch Sophia the First. She loves to watch Doc McStuffins. She loves Mickey and the Roast Eraser. She loves Minnie Mouse, Clubhouse.
Awesome. All right. It was fun interviewing her and you. And I'm going to give people a chance to call in again. The number is 929-477-2782. Again, the number is 929-477-2782. Hopefully we can get you back on once you grow a little more in her career and she's a little bit older and we can see how she's doing. So maybe we can interview her again, maybe the end of the year or maybe next year, to see how things are going for her.
Okay.
All right, tell everyone how they can follow her and you.
You can follow Nyla on Twitter at princess at Miss underscore Princess Nyla 3. And you can also follow her on Twitter, Princess Nyla. You can also follow her on Facebook at Nyla Giselle.
All right, and how can people follow you if they want to contact you for to interview her, or say how can people book her for events and projects?
If anyone would like to book her for events, you can actually send me a DM on her Instagram page at Miss underscore Princess. I'm always on her page, and I welcome anyone to DM me for any type of bookings that you would love to have her do, whether it's runway shows, fashion shows, anything for the kids, just DM me and she'll be ready.
All right, and tell everyone where you at again. You're in Atlanta, right?
Yes, I am coming from you live from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, so I'm going to get this PSA out. Again, make sure you check out mayelkidsmagazine.com/go. We have a social network, and you actually can follow Princess Nyla up there. I'm about to look up her account. So what do you think about the Mayel Kids Magazine and the Free Talent Social Network?
I actually love Mayel Kids Magazine. I actually found you guys on Instagram and started following you. And you guys are great when it comes to promoting kids and marketing them. I really love it. You know, you guys really help the moms that's new to the industry get their kids out in the industry, and you show them what to do, how to go about doing it. And I love it. It's great information, and I really love Mayel Kids. And I appreciate everything that you have done for Nyla so far.
Yes, I created this magazine with a, she's not around, but her name is T Molina. We created this magazine because we felt that a lot of the other magazines, they ignore people, and they only publish, like, some people. And we was like, hey, we need to make a diverse magazine that is not, that does not discriminate on kids, do not discriminate, I can't talk, that don't discriminate and let, you know, cool kids, get good models in. And then we offer a lot more than some of the other magazines. And we know that some of the magazines are charging parents to, published in the magazine, which is not right. They're charging them $200, $300 to publish their kids.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what they're doing. And they're, you know, their parents, see, the parents want their kids to be out there. And so they let them, you know, charge them. So, yeah, that's a cool thing. We don't do that. And I have created a few magazines, and I'm just doing what I do for my other magazines for this magazine. I'm putting a lot of love into it. And also, another thing that you do not know, if you post something on Mayel Kids Magazine, it's automatically reposted on other sites, such as Twitter, Twitter, and Facebook, so it would definitely reach more people than the Mayel Kids website.
I'm actually glad you mentioned about the money. Parents, they want their kids to be so successful, they're willing to pay all these types of money for their kids to be successful. And I want to say to all the parents that's listening, do not give up money every time an agency is asking you to pay up front because you want the child to be successful. A real legit agency is not going to ask you for no money up front. Only time they will get money is when your child gets booked. So please do not keep giving your money to these agencies because you want your child to be successful. It will happen. Just believe, just keep going, and it will happen.
Yes, and another tip is, this is about spending money, but if your child is an actor, the best thing you could do is invest in an internet movie database or IMDb Pro account. It's like $19 a month, especially if they have been in a film. With that, you'll get access to casting directors. You'll get access to other actress and actors. It's nice, and you can get the 30 days free trial so that you can check it out. You can change your child's photo, you can change the information, and you have direct contact to casting directors. So that's no little tip. If you want to spend some money and your child is an actor, go ahead and get that Internet Movie Database professional account. And IMDb is owned by Amazon, so definitely check that out. So if Nyla starts acting, you might want to put that $19 a month on an IMDb Pro account. It's a little bit different from the regular one. The regular one, you can just rate movies, but that Pro account, you got a lot more. And like I said, you got access to the casting directors, other actors. So like if Nyla, go ahead. This can happen. She write a movie, and she put that movie out, and she needs some actors. She can actually find actors that's looking for work. So it's cool. And plus, they have the breakdowns. So that means breakdowns, and they have, like, the castings. So you can actually find work on IMDb Pro.
Okay, that's good. Good information for myself and for the viewers that's listening. That's great information.
Yeah, I know some people will be like, yeah, $19 a month is a lot, but it's worth it if you are in the acting industry. But, you know, you going to a talent agency and paying them, that's not a good idea. But, like you said, they'll make the money often booking jobs for your child.
Yeah.
And definitely, parents, don't give up. Use magazines like Mayo Kids. There's a lot of kids' magazines now. Just watch out for the ones that want to charge you. So definitely use those magazines. Post those tier sheets, because the tier sheets would definitely help. So here's something that I see a lot, and I've dealt with this even with people and the kids. So some moms think that if they put a tier sheet in their portfolio, that it's going to mess up their child's feed because, you know, people go into their page and usually their child photos don't have no text. That's not true because the thing is, it shows that you're working. So when a real casting director come to your profile and they see that Mayo Kids cover, that's going to make your child look good or any of the other good kids magazines. Now, if the kids magazine graphics is terrible, not professional, that might make your profile look bad. But if it's professional like Mayo Kids, it'll help your profile. So I just wanted to get that out too. All right, so I'm going to let everyone know, if you miss any part of the show, just go to mayokids.com/go/radio. Also, you can listen to this show on iTunes. You can listen to the show. If you have Apple, just go into the Apple and look for the podcast app and search for Mayo Kids Radio. You also can listen to this on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and everywhere else. You also can search for Mayo Kids Radio in Google, and you can find the show. Do you have any closing words or shout-outs? Do you want to shout out your family?
Yes, I definitely do. I want to give a shout out to my mom, who has always been my number one supporter and believing in Nyla. I also want to say to my grandmother, who's no longer here, that me and Nyla miss her as well. And she's also been Nyla's number one supporter. And I just want to say hello to everyone in my hometown, Jersey City, New Jersey. Me and Nyla, hello to everyone.
All right, I would like to thank you for tuning in. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to the show, and would like to thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Say thank you, Nyla.
Thank you.
All right, Nyla. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a good day.